So getting back to the fluoropyrimidine toxicity, what's the mechanism there?
So because folates are increasing 5-FU toxicity, okay? So the more folate you take, the higher the toxicity is. So the thing is, we think one of the reasons is there may be some difference of genetic background because our populations kind of grow and have changed with others, and the genetic background is not anymore as homogeneous as when the immigrants came over from Europe. However, I don't think that's the only explanation. I think there is a lifestyle factor in that equation explaining the difference in the region. From my point of view, it's a combination of a genetic background as well as folic supplementation as the most reasonable explanation for the differences in the regional difference. And that's actually what Dan Heller concluded. Okay. And I think we still have to learn a lot. You know, I mean, the interesting story, for example, is the drug S1, which is in clinical trials, is another TS inhibitors. So has tremendous activity in gastric cancer, pancreas cancer, and colon cancer in Japan. When the study was done in gastric cancer in the US, the MTD is much lower than in Japan. They just do not tolerate the same level.
And this is, what is the mechanism of action?
A TS inhibitor, like 5-FU.
What's the difference?
The difference is S1 is independent of DBD, so it's not detoxified by DBD. So therefore, it should have higher efficacy because high DBD can overcome 5-FU efficacy. So S1 has shown in the studies we have so far higher efficacy profiles than 5-FU. Of course, this is now being evaluated in colon cancer in combination with oxaliplatin and irinotecan. And it's a pill. It's like Xeloda.
What would you guess would be the efficacy compared to capecitabine?
It will be higher than capecitabine because capecitabine is also dependent of the DBD detoxification. Depending what numbers you look up, about 20 to 30% of resistance to 5-FU or capecitabine is dependent of DBD. So you would think that some of these patients may be still sensitive to S1. And the efficacy data seem to be saying that this is possible. Never a side-by-side comparison has been done.